You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, brought to you by Full Sneak Gear. Check out their entire lineup at fullsneakgear.com. Also, be sure to check out our entire stable of podcasts at sportsmansempire.com. HuntStand is the most popular and functional mobile hunting app on the market. With a variety of base maps to choose from, satellite imagery that is updated every month, the ability to check the weather, know property information, and even catalog your trail cam pics, HuntStand even gives you the ability to import pins and location markers from other mobile apps. Visit HuntStand.com or download wherever you download your apps. Enter discount code SN20 at checkout for 20% off.
Hey guys and gals, welcome to the Oklahoma Outdoor Podcast, where you will be educated, entertained, and equipped to get more out of your outdoor experience. So hold on tight, because here we go. What's up, party people? Welcome back to the Oklahoma Outdoors Podcast. I am your host, John Hudspeth, and welcome back to the show. We have a completely full episode this week. Things have been pretty crazy around here, but this week things are kind of finally slowing down, and so I kind of get to take some time to really sit down and concentrate on the podcast, which I've been needing to do for a while, and so very excited about this episode. Like I said, we got a nice, big, long episode this week. And lots to get to, so I'm just going to dive in. Like I said, my wife and I have been really, really busy the last couple weeks. Poor her. She has been way too busy for how pregnant she is. She's over 7 months pregnant. I think we're like 6 weeks away, something like that, from her due date. And she works at a church and youth ministry, and like weekend before last, they had an event. She got home on Sunday. She left Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for a conference. Got home on Thursday, left Friday to go out to her friend's wedding in West Texas that we'll talk a little bit more about later. Drove home late Saturday night. Sunday, she had Senior Sunday, so that was hectic. And then I'm doing this intro on Wednesday, and I just got off the phone with her. We got all this weather coming in tonight, potential tornadoes, and so now they're trying to figure out whether they're going to cancel it or not. So that has been very crazy for her. Me, I've just been trying to be supportive. I've been pretty busy at work, doing lots of podcast things. So it's been kind of hectic for both of us the last couple weeks. So I'm glad we've slowed down just a little bit. I hope we don't get blown away in this storm. If there are some tornadoes coming, I'm praying for all you guys, pray for me and my wife. I hope it doesn't get too bad, but man, I had a whirlwind of a weekend this last weekend, and I'm trying to decide how much I want to talk about it now. I'm definitely going to make an episode out of it. When that episode's going to drop, I don't even know. For those of you who don't know or follow me on social media, I got a turkey over the weekend. It's going to be a great story. It really made me feel like I knew what I was doing. Like I said, I don't want to give too much of it away now, but I can't decide if I just want to kind of throw it into the rotation and release the story in a week or two, or I've also thought about saving that episode, since it's just an episode I'm going to do by myself, and releasing that the week that our baby's born, so that it kind of gives me a week off. And so, yeah, this is just a little teaser. Like I said, I personally, myself, don't even know what I'm going to do with that. If you guys have any input on that, do y'all want to hear it now, or should we wait? Hit me up on social media and let me know what you guys think. But it was awesome. Lots of driving. Kind of long story short, I worked on Friday, came home, took care of the dog, drove out to my buddy's lease in West Texas, spent the night there, hunted the next morning, and then left straight from there to the wedding, which was even further in West Texas. My buddy's lease was not near as on the way as I thought it was going to be, but it all worked out. And then after the wedding was over, my wife and I drove back that night, because like I said, she had Senior Sunday the next day. So it was a very, very intense weekend, but a whole lot of fun, and I cannot wait to tell you guys about it. So look forward to that. What else we got here? This coming weekend. This weekend I'd kind of set away to do some turkey hunting this coming weekend because it was the first kind of full weekend I had on my calendar. But because I was able to squeeze a turkey hunt in last weekend and got a turkey, even though I technically have more tags, I think I'm going to be done turkey hunting. And I'm finally going to go set up my new Banks blinds that have been sitting on our property for over 2 months now, waiting to be put up. For those of you who haven't followed along with the podcast, after a long, long vetting process, I ended up ordering some Banks blinds back in January. I believe they came in like end of February, and they've just been sitting there. I had an opportunity like in March to set them up, but because we were doing all the burning and stuff, I decided better safe than sorry. I didn't want to burn my new blinds up. So we did all the burning and stuff, and long story short, I have not set any of them up. So I have four brand new blinds ready to be put up. And I think I'm going to make that my goal this weekend. And so it's also Mother's Day. And so my wife doesn't know this yet. She's not here, and this episode won't come out till after Mother's Day. But, you know, I want to do something special for her, even though our child isn't here yet. She's still pregnant. So, yeah, I don't want to miss out on Mother's Day for her. And then obviously we're going to hang out with my mom also. So much more randomness. I'm sure I'll have some stories to tell. I think I got a buddy that's going to be able to come out and help me put those up. Hopefully my brother can help also. So yeah, we got, that stuff coming up. I still have my two Euro mounts, that I have not been able to pick up. Just haven't been able to get a hold of the guy, or we haven't been able to meet up, you know, at the same place. Our schedules haven't aligned. So still got to pick up my two Euro mounts. I got a text from, my taxidermist, Primetime Taxidermy, Amy, that was on, I don't know, a couple months ago. She was asking me some more details about the mount, and so I have a feeling that's going to be coming up pretty quick. So yeah, it's going to be fun getting all my deer back from this previous year, all three of them. And, let's see, what else is on the list? I think that's it for my random odd announcements. This week on the Oklahoma Outdoor Podcast, we got a great episode for you guys. We have, the guys from the Bow Hunting League coming on, which is Ben Harrison and Dan Porter. For those of you who that name rings a bell, like I said, they run the Bow Hunting League. If you are a bow hunter in Oklahoma, there's a good chance you've heard of these guys, especially if you listen to this podcast. I was in the Bow Hunting League last year. Several of my guests that I've had on have been in the Bow Hunting League. Ben actually came on last year. Man, that would have been like last April, something like that. Ben came on. No, it was later than that because I remember it was right before the signups closed. It was last summer. Anyway, Ben came on and kind of gave us a little introduction of what the Bow Hunting League is, how you get signed up, all that good stuff. And basically, they had such a huge, I don't know what you're going to call it, sign up a lot of teams from Oklahoma. I think they said it was their third highest state in signups, which is really good considering the, you know, population of Oklahoma compared to some of the eastern states. So awesome showing from Oklahoma. They contacted me a few weeks ago and said, hey, we want to come back on because Oklahoma is awesome. You got a lot of hunters there, and we want to reach out to those people. So they come back on. This time we got both of them. Ben and Dan are coming on. And yeah, we had a great talk. We don't talk quite as much about like what it is because, you know, if you guys want to hear about that, go back to the previous episode. They do kind of lay out what it is. But man, we talk about a lot of cool stuff, you know, what it takes to be in the league, you know, how you can still be competitive even if you don't have a lot of huge deer, the prizes you can win, what it takes to win, you know, if you're really going after it. They talk about the King of the Tines. I talk about my goal of making it to the King of the Tines one of these days. So yeah, just a great conversation, really good conversation, pretty entertaining also. We kind of get into some just like general deer things, you know, they talk about like states that might surprise people, kind of what they've learned from gathering, you know, they get a huge amount of data from hunters all over the country as far as, you know, deer numbers, deer size, hunter numbers. So it's just a really cool little sample size, or not little, I should say, a huge sample size from across the country. So I think it's a really good episode, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it. And so we're going to jump into that in just a second. Now that we have some partners with the show, I do have to do some commercials, or get to do some commercials, I should say. So we're going to do that, and then we're going to jump into the episode with the Bow Hunting League right after this. Just last week, I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he had just ordered a couple new cell cams, and he asked me, how do I organize all my trail cam photos? And I told him, you need to look into Deer Lab. Deer Lab is a web-based software where you upload all your trail cam photos and it automatically organizes them for you. Not only does it organize them for you, but it has facial recognition software to where it can identify individual bucks. You can tag bucks yourself if it's having problems with it. You can sort by does, bucks, hogs, all different kinds of tags. And it's just a great way to keep things organized. But not only does it organize your photos, you can actually create profiles for individual animals, and it will help you track them across your property, not just where they're at, but what time they like to show up, what weather conditions they like to show up during, what winds they move the most on. It can create a hotspot on your property for where that animal likes to hang out the most. So if you are wondering, what should I do with all these trail cam photos? Deer Lab is the answer. You can check them out at deerlab.com. You will not regret it. So last week I told you guys a quick little story about me going out to a local farm pond, fishing for about an hour and caught a lot of fish, caught 10 or 11 fish in about an hour. But part of the reason I only fished for an hour was because there just wasn't any more water to fish. It was about an acre and a half and I was really just kind of standing in the same spot casting over and over again. But if you're dreaming of having a huge private water lake all to yourself that you can fish from dawn till dusk, check out Private Water Fishing. Private Water Fishing is a membership-based organization that has access to over 100 private lakes in Texas and Oklahoma, most of which are 10-acre-plus lakes. You reserve it online, you get it for the entire day all to yourself, or bring a buddy along if you like. So if you want an all-day fishing adventure on private water, head over to privatewaterfishing.com and sign up today. Hey everybody, welcome to the show today. And today I got both Ben Harrison and Dan Porter on today. How you guys doing?
Pretty good, right, man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm doing good, doing good. But we got a three-way call. I think this actually might be the first three-way call I've done on this show. So we're going to have fun with that. But all right, so I'm going to pick one of you guys just to keep some of the chatter down. All right, Ben, why don't you go first? You've been on before, but real quick, why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm 38 years old, live in Indiana, bow hunt 5 or 6 states a year, mostly for deer. Just had a son back in January and run the bow hunting league.
Awesome. All right, Dan, your turn.
So I'm Daniel Porter, kind of like Ben. I usually hunt 5 to 7 different states every year, but I am an avid whitetail, mule deer, antelope, and elk hunter. So far this year, I drew antelope and mule deer in New Mexico, so I'm already starting off on a great season.
Nice.
I haven't been hunting as long as Ben, but I've got just as much of a passion as him, and that's why I'm his right-hand man, and I'm the yin to his yang when it comes to the bow hunting league.
Awesome. Sweet.
I'll call him DA. We'll call him the vice president.
Gotcha. I'll take that.
Awesome. All right. Well, I got a lot of questions and I know y'all are pretty excited about this. I want to talk about Oklahoma and the bow hunting league and everything, but just in case people are listening to this, maybe they didn't catch our last episode last year. I think I released that episode like 1 week before signups closed last week. So I'm glad we got y'all a little earlier this year, but just kind of in a nutshell, why don't y'all tell us what the Bow Hunting League is?
First and foremost, the Bow Hunting League is a 100% free bow hunting competition. Okay. We have four different competitions you can compete in. We have the deer contest, which is hands down our largest. It happens in the fall, obviously. We have the turkey contest, which is a team contest also, and it happens in the spring. The one-shot contest, which is it's in the yard, kind of like a IBO shoot, Facebook Live deal. And we have the elk contest, and it's a team elk contest, which happens in September. 100% free.
Mm-hmm. Yep. To take this a little bit further. So Yeah, I'm glad you segued that. This is a free contest that anyone can sign up for, and we have a lot of prizes. And when I say a lot, last year we gave a little over $50,000 worth of prizes away, again, for a free competition that you can do online. So sometimes when people start listening to something about a contest or competition, usually there's this sneaky sales pitch or, you know, these fees or something that you have to pay. Not here. This is 100%. We say it's this contest platform, but really it's just this group of awesome people that come show up and have fun and talk about bow hunting.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Y'all had one awesome member last year. That would have been myself. My team and I didn't do so well. I had an entry. My teammates kind of let me down. And then, you know, as usual, I ended up shooting not as big a buck as normal once I signed up for this competition, but it is what it is. I really enjoyed, I loved the camaraderie. Before we got in there, y'all were kind of laughing at the Facebook group, which is an awesome group. Tons of information on there, lots of friendly competition and stuff that goes on. So that was a fun part of it. And I know y'all are probably dying to get into the deer hunting stuff, but real quick, I want to take one quick pause because right now we're in the middle of the turkey competition. So why don't we kind of start with that? Tell us about how the turkey teams work and all that good stuff.
So we changed it up a little bit this year, and this will probably be our format moving forward. We have 17 teams that have signed up, okay? Each team has a captain. Each team has 21 members on it, okay? So these guys had to build teams of 21, which is kind of hard to do sometimes, especially when you're talking about bow hunting turkeys. very, very active. And what's great about the turkey contest, the turkey contest is our best event for networking, because turkey hunting, much more relaxed. Guys aren't, I mean, there's guys that are very serious about it. However, it doesn't have that serious feel like, hey, I'm not going to take somebody hunting. A lot of it's group stuff. You know, you can take two or three guys with you to go watch you kill a turkey, you know, and lots of guys trading hunts. I know each team, four or five, six guys, 10, sometimes will end up trading a hunt. You know, they'll end up hunting a different state. And that's what the Turkey League's all about. I mean, it's just best bird per guy counts for the team score. We also have an individual caveat to the turkey contest. It's called King of the Spurs. We take the longest spur measurement per bird that they enter, and it's a cumulative deal. We have a couple guys that are really head to head right now. One's got five birds down. The other one's got four. Justin Miller has got five down, and Kyle Hawk, he's a new guy to the contest. He's killing Merriam's left and right, all over the place, South Dakota, all through there. But like I said, turkey contest, a lot of fun, a lot of networking, some prizes there. But the biggest thing is you get on these big teams and get a lot of friends out of it. You know, mm-hmm. Meet a lot of people.
Yeah, sounds awesome. What about the grand prize? If your team wins, what do you get this year?
So, Go Wild has sponsored some custom hoodies. They're going to get championship hoodies made. The guys will also get a championship medallion, Bow Hunting League 2022 team championship. The turkey stuff, we keep it kind of low key as far as prizes go. Like I said, because the biggest prize is the networking, and you know, it's not as serious as you know, it's a lot of activity, a lot of posts, a lot of kills, lots of shit talking, but like I said, it's one of those things that we kind of try to keep it a little bit more low key and don't want guys, you know, getting too bent out of shape about not winning a bow or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you nailed it. So like the turkey contest is all about the bragging rights. I mean, at the end of the day, people are going to be more excited about those custom sweatshirts and the medallions than they are the prizes. We do try to keep the main prize packages. And when I said $50,000 earlier for stuff to give away, it's mainly around the deer contest. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's where we need to go next then. That's something, you know, I ended up not getting on a turkey team. I just don't get to turkey hunt that much, not as much as I like. But I was all in on the deer hunting this year. And so, man, I don't know where y'all want to start. Let's just start with kind of how it works. So, talk about, you know, how somebody gets their team together, what they need to do to register, and just kind of what they need to do to get into the bow hunting league.
Okay. So the first thing that I would advocate for is just go to our Facebook page. All right. Join up, and that's where you're going to start seeing special dates. So I'm going to just hypothetically throw out that June 1st this year, we start our signups. Yeah, I know. So June 1st, that's what happens when you're vice president. You can just make things happen. So you're going to want to sign up, and it's a three-man team concept. So here's the cool thing. You can grab three of your buddies, three family members, or we actually run a lot of threads where people will come in and they'll be like, I need a team member. You can post a little about yourself. You know, I plan on hunting these states, maybe post up some of your kill picks. And now you're creating a team from people all over the United States, which is kind of cool. I personally have teammates in Kentucky and in Missouri. So once you have your team formed, you're going to go to our site and you're going to just enter your team name, your players' names, their emails, and you're entered. So season usually kicks off September 1st and ends sometime like third week of February. Now, here's the cool thing. Sometimes when people hear deer contests, they go, I don't know why I would sign up for this. I'll never win that. Here's the thing. It's all about just having fun. When you come in and you post the deer that you killed with your bow on this page, you're going to get so much love and praise. This isn't one of those groups where people bash you or give you any type of criticism, like he could have gone another year. Whether it's your first deer, your 100th deer, your smallest deer, your biggest deer, everyone is pumped for you. We basically always just tell everyone, sign up, hunt your normal year. And because of you hunting your normal year, you can win some prizes. So let's say Ben just has this banner year next year and shoots a 200-inch buck. Well, now he put his team in a strategic advantage where maybe they can win top prize. Mm-hmm. He could win top buck for Indiana, which, oh, wait, not only are there top prizes for the top 10 team finishers, but we also have individual state buck prizes. We're at the point where we have, it's over 30 different states where we're giving away shoulder mounts to the top buck. Oklahoma specifically is already locked in by Robert Teal. Anyone who shoots the top buck in Oklahoma can bring it to Robert Teal's taxidermy and he will mount it for you. Like, how cool is that? You know, just for hunting. The score is going to be based off of your gross score. We don't do nets because we're not fishing.
I was about to say nets are for fish. Yep.
Yep. And so it's going to be each member's top scoring buck. You can shoot 50 bucks legally, hopefully. you could shoot one. It doesn't matter, but we're going to take your top scoring buck and then the combination of the three players, that's your overall score.
Gotcha.
Oh, well said.
I was about to say, it looks like you're going to add something. Anything to
add?
Yeah,
I mean, like, let's talk about Oklahoma since a lot of your guys are Oklahoma. So, like, so Teal's got the taxidermy sponsor. He does great work. We worked with Oklahoma Bow Hunter last year quite a bit. Craig helped us out a bunch, reaching a lot of individuals from Oklahoma. Oklahoma was like one of our top three states. I mean, you know, they went from barely even on the radar the year before and to one of our top three states. What the main thing I want guys to understand is no matter where you're at or where you're going to hunt, you can compete in this. We don't hamstring anybody or restrict them in any way on how they want to hunt. You know, you can decide that you want to go hit two, three states, maybe go hit an outfitter, whatever you want to do. I mean, it's your decision. As long as the deer are fair chase and you're not breaking any wild game violations and, you know, not getting arrested and stuff like that. I mean, we're all for it. And, you know, you would think that a contest that had almost 800 teams in it last year, because we had 791 teams sign up last year, 2,373 guys. All right. You'd think that the winning team would have like a Booner average or something, right? The entire time we've had this contest, we've only had one year where the winning team had a gross average over 160. Only one year. Okay. This is year 8. So yes, I think it'll happen this year, but at the same time, I always say that. And you don't know. It's really hard for three guys to kill big deer. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for three guys just to kill a buck a lot of times. And you don't know when it's going to be your year. Might as well sign up. You have no idea what you're going to win. Mm-hmm. You basically can sign up and forget about it until you smash a giant and then say, oh yeah, I signed up for that thing, and just be thankful you did it. we are growing all over the nation and stuff. But then what that does for our guys is, like I was saying, that networking thing. You'd be surprised if you're an Oklahoma guy, you got the family farm and stuff, and you take care of it, got your food plots, feeders, all that stuff out, got your deer cataloged. But, you know, sometimes you want to see different trees. And that's that's the biggest thing that me and DA talk about is, like, I just like seeing different trees. And I like traveling. I like the experience. You know, I like the mystery. You know, it's nice going to and sitting in a set and seeing completely different deer than you saw the day before. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it's more than just a deer contest, but at the same time, it can be just a deer contest for you if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you just mentioned almost 800 teams, and just so that doesn't scare people away. So like I said, last year I was the only member of my team to submit a buck, and I think I got in the top 200, you know, just with my small buck. And so, you know, again, like you're saying, you know, maybe you're going to shoot a giant, maybe you're not, but you know, if two of your three members shoot a decent buck, you know, you're probably going to be, you know, maybe in the top 100 or so. And so, yeah, like, I guess I'm trying to encourage more people to sign up and don't be scared of the numbers. It's a big contest, but it's lots of fun. And like you said, I just, you know, all the friendly bantering and stuff that goes on, and talk about, some more prize, like, you know, you don't just have the top buck in each state and stuff like that. There's a whole lot more prizes than that.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we've got, you know, your top 10 teams, they all win a nice prize. We, you know, everything from gear from Out on a Limb. I know they're an Oklahoma company.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Backwoods Mobile Gear. I mean, there's a bunch. We got a bunch of companies, so I don't want to leave anybody out. But we've got everything from Zinger Fletches to, you know, Sights from HHA. They're one of our sponsors. Lots of really good companies, you know, with real good people. And yeah, I mean, if you are a guy that goes out and runs around, hunts a bunch of states, and, you know, your top five bucks puts you in the running for the King of the Tines. King of Tines competition, we always have a big prize package for it. So like I said, there's ways, lots of different ways to win stuff if that's your thing. You know, I know everybody likes free stuff, but the real prize, like I said, is in the network. And as we grow, that network grows and it gives you an opportunity to really expand out.
And Ben's trying not to give away any secrets. Behind closed doors, there has been a lot of rallying, and the prize packages this year are going to be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, the goal is to always refine the contest and make it as fun as we can, but escalate the prize packages.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if I don't want to. It's going very well. There's a lot of awesome prizes for the, so we're at the top 10 so far. we've got a lot of the individual states covered, but the way things are trending, I mean, there's no reason that, you know, I'll make up a number, the top 25 can't have prizes. It's going to be a good season. But to go along with past stuff like coolers, bunch of arrows, I mean, you name it, we're just giving away so much. Because, you know, the other part of the contest is to try to not only network between bow hunters, but to give companies a platform to share their product. There's a lot of competition out there. Marketing is not cheap. But, you know, I think last year alone, the league promoted 70 different small businesses. Some were on a smaller scale, some were on a larger scale. It was based off of how they were able to, you know, work with us. But at the end of the day, it was just another opportunity where over here, you're giving this small business an opportunity to have some marketing. Over here, you've got just this average Joe hunter who might have a chance of winning something that week. So it's just the end goal of this is to create an environment and a platform for everyone to just come and have a ball. And we're not trying to sell you anything, which is what I'm most excited about, because usually there's always a catch, but there's no catch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All you need is three email addresses.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, pretty much it. And what's neat now is everything's done through our website. So if a guy, one guy's got Instagram, one's got Facebook, one guy doesn't have anything, it's the 60-year-old dad or whatever, right? Like my dad, if my dad was on my team, you don't have to be super connected. You know, some guys really take advantage of the social media stuff. Some guys don't. And everything's through our website now. All of our submissions are through the website. Super easy, user-friendly, easy to follow. So that's what I'm saying. It's just we've made it really easy for guys.
One thing y'all mentioned just a second ago that we haven't really dove into this time, King of the Tines. So why don't y'all talk about that real quick, how that works?
Yeah, so we had mentioned that the core of the deer contest is the three-man competition, okay? So the King of Tines is an individual portion of the main competition. We'll just call it like a subsection. So this is for the people who travel a lot and kill bucks. So for the King of Tine, it's the top five bucks of your season gross score added up combination. You have unlimited upgrades, again, as long as they're legal. I have to keep saying that. And then whoever is in the top spot at the end of the year wins King of Tines. Let's take this down even another sub layer and subsection of this. At the end of the year, we have what's called the showdown. And what we do is the top 10 people in the King of the Tines are invited to a location. Usually we'll pick some public land somewhere, and those members are invited to this little 3 or 4 day competition where whoever shoots the biggest buck is the showdown winner. And we usually have prizes for that and everything too. And to be honest with you, that is just a weekend full of fun. It's a bunch of killers hanging out. It's a bunch of storytelling, beer drinking. Half the time, I don't even think people are hunting because they're just having so much fun hanging out with these other people. But like, that's where you're seeing a lot of networking. You're learning from just true killers. You know, these are people, there was this last one we had, I think everyone down there had a minimum of 3 deer this season. There was 4 people who had over 5 bucks in the season. And, you know, we're not talking little bucks either. They held a very tall average. So it's just awesome.
Awesome. That's been my goal. That's been my goal, is to make it to the King of the Tines. So
where are you gonna hunt at?
Usually Oklahoma and Texas. And so yeah, I've been pretty successful in Oklahoma the last year. Texas is kind of my ringer state. I hunt on a buddy's lease. The kicker there is he really has it just set up for rifle hunting, and so bow hunting out there can be tough. But man, I have way more hunts planned than I have vacation to do them. I talk about it on the podcast. Yeah, yeah. I currently have a point in Kansas. I think I have 4 points in Iowa. Like I'm getting ready for some monster season, but like an elk hunt popped up this year. So I'm going elk hunting, which means I have to push Iowa another year. And so I'm going to make it eventually. I'm still going to make it this year. I just, got to really wait for my big monster season. Someday I'm just going to take off about 2 months and go hunt all these states and really commit to it.
But I
think we're making our showdown a little more centralized this year too. So it's going to be a lot easier for a lot of the guys in the middle of the country.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're on to something. So like, this is another perfect platform to learn how people do it. So like, I only get so much time off every year, but I love hitting a bunch of different states. So I get super strategic, and this is where you're meeting people to link up and maybe road trip around. That way, like, you're cutting down costs and stuff like that. Cause what I'm hearing is you guys are October 1st to January 15th.
Mm-hmm.
You get a buck down early. You can now blitz to Kansas, try to get your buck down there. Okay. Well, now bounce over to Missouri. You got 2 bucks over the counter. By the way, draw the McAllister hunt, go shoot you a 180. I mean, you're in. Like, I got it all figured out for you.
Yeah.
I applied for the McAllister hunt this week, actually.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yep. I've got to check my list here. I had another question that popped up. I was going to ask you guys, y'all get kind of an advantage of sitting back and looking at all these deer coming in and stuff. Is there something y'all have learned, like, just kind of about deer hunting in this great country that surprised, like, do y'all, like, is there one state that y'all never expected to be so well represented as far as size of bucks and stuff like that?
So,
well, Kansas was keen for us last year.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas absolutely. I mean, it was drastically different. More of the same stuff most guys already know.
Mm-hmm.
The Midwest dominates pretty much with everything. Is our meeting ending?
I just fixed it. We should be good now.
Okay. Sorry. The Midwest stuff is, Midwest is king when it comes to big deer.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing we're seeing though is it kind of opens your eyes to a lot of the states that have unique seasons. Mm-hmm. And it's somewhat educational for guys that don't have a lot of exposure to, Tennessee or South Carolina or something. And then, guys are submitting velvet deer from Tennessee and South Carolina, and like, well, I didn't know that, that was a thing. And then, so it's, it just kind of opens your eyes on that stuff. But for the most part, it's a lot of what is kind of general knowledge out there.
Mm-hmm. So I disagree, because I am the opposite of Ben. But no, for real, I have two interesting key points. So one, we had 550 deer enter last year. Okay, so you got to imagine this is based off the United States. We held 133-inch average. That's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I only have so many deer over 133 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to figure, we have people from Florida, Massachusetts, states that predominantly don't have bucks over 100 inches being entered. So that means that there are some absolute studs out there being crushed. Which is just cool. I just think that's so neat that we held such a high average for that many bucks entered. But here's what I wanted to touch on. The people who are out there absolutely killing big deer consistently and who are just powerhouses, they are not the people who are glorifying themselves on social media. They are not the influencers. They are the dudes or dudettes who are working their ass off all year and then hunt harder than anyone than and just, they're just killers. And I think that's cool, because the reason that I love the league so much is it gives that platform for the people who Daniel Porter thinks deserves it more than some of these people getting paid to go pump whatever, because I was very fortunate. I started hunting in 2014. Okay. Back in those days, there were still forums were a heavier area to meet people. Okay. People still took the time to help you out and mentor you. This day and age, there's Facebook groups and there's social media. And what people are being taught or what's being forced at them, I just don't think it's as helpful. You know, you start hunting tomorrow and I'll just say Sitka because I have Sitka. You think you have to go buy a bunch of Sitka, you're not going to be successful. That's not true. I killed my first buck in jeans and a t-shirt, you know? Mm-hmm. You're taught that you need all of this gear. You're never going to be successful. No, that's not true. I want you to come over to this other group where you can see these are the dudes who are killing every single year. You'll never hear about them. Maybe you pick their ear. You might find someone in your county or in your state. And that's who I'm reaching out to. Like, hey, man, do you mind if I buy you a beer and just come pick your brain? You know, tell me what you've learned over the years. That's where you're going to grow. That's where you're going to find a mentor. So all that being said, that's something that I've seen is that the people who are just consistently killing are not the people who are looking for the accolades. Hey, Ben, is Perry from where's Perry from?
Patrick Perry?
Yeah.
He's in Tennessee.
Okay, never mind. Okay, well, so let's talk about Well, so Scott
yeah, screw crushed him.
It in Oklahoma. forget him. I was going to say Hammond and his buddies crushed it in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Yep.
Absolutely yep. Stomper bucks.
Yep.
There's those people live in your state. You know, you could reach out to these people.
We had two teams. We had two Oklahoma teams in the top 10.
Yeah.
What I'm saying. Like,
I think I've had four of those six guys on this podcast.
And they're a wealth of knowledge. And that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the people that you want to be talking to and listening to because they're the ones who are going to tell like it isn't. That's, you know, when you're trying to get better, you try to emulate the people who are successful or what you're trying to get up to. So,
Yeah, that's I love that. That was a great little speech there. And that's part of the reason I started this podcast. I got tested in college for learning disabilities because I was, you know, thought I was dumb. But really, I was terrible at reading comprehension. Like, that's why I did so bad.
You know, hey, go figure it out. You know, DNR's got a website or, you know, just, you know, those replies like, oh, you know, that'll never work or, you know, just stuff like that. Or, you know, if, you know, we do have quite a few kids that are involved in the deer contest and in our one shot competition. And they they're being taught by their dads and stuff, but they don't necessarily know everything. And, you know, they come in and they kill deer and you can see that a lot of the things that they do are beginner level, you know what I'm saying? And so we have a lot of guys that come in with only 1 or 2 years of experience hunting and stuff. And, you know, they'll ask general questions a lot of times what happens, it happens in sidebars, you know, like, you get these relationships, you know, you get somebody that's around, you can see that they're credible because they're killing a lot of deer. They're respectful. They don't beat people up and they're supportive. So, you know, you're able to actually reach out to them. Like DA said, you know, it's not just a general question for the group and who knows who's answering, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, you know, when people ask questions like that, the people that answer are either trolling or they don't know their asshole from their elbow and you know that you don't want that information, you know. So it's, you know, we do have a lot of credible voices in the group.
Yeah. And I think I started to say this and I got cut off, but that's part of the reason I started this podcast. Cause when I was in college, I was getting all these terrible grades and I couldn't figure out why. And I got tested for learning disabilities and I didn't have dyslexia or anything like that. But I learned that my reading comprehension was in the bottom, like 10%. And so when somebody, you know, I would be studying with a buddy, we'd study the same things and we'd test on it, and I would always get like a whole letter grade lower. And when podcasts started to get popular, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was, you started getting some hunting ones, and I learned you know, I learned more in a year of listening to hunting podcasts than I had in my entire life reading stuff on forums and magazines. And so that was kind of my inspiration behind starting this thing. So,
That's awesome. I love that.
We've covered the deer pretty good. I'm not even sure where we're at on time, but I want to make sure we get to the other stuff. So why don't y'all cover the one shot real quick?
So Ben started it by saying, you know, it was a Facebook Live IBO. It just imagine an online 3D tournament, but instead of everyone walking around a course, you're doing it on Facebook Live. So each week, the standard is going to be thrown out to everyone. So let's say week one is going to be 27 yards for men. So you're going to go out, you're going to take a video on Facebook Live, and you're going to show, here's a clean face target. You know, nothing's, you know, we're not cheating. I'm showing everything. Here I am. Now you walk back to the 27 yards. Camera's facing you. Draw back. Shoot. You're going to walk back down with a tape measure, and you're going to see how, hopefully you hit the circle, or you're going to see how far outside your circle is. Measure it, and that's your score for the week. If you get an X or you hit in a circle, because we do an inch dot, you repeat the shot until you miss. This is something that you don't even have to be in Hunter to enjoy this one. Mm-hmm. We have people who will just do the one shot only because we have some serious shooters. And it is a lot of fun because not only is it anyone can do this, but I don't know about you. I can go out right now and I'll start drilling my target, crushing it. The second that you put on Facebook Live, you're going to start shooting over your target. You're going to start missing by 4 or 5 inches. Like, it messes with you. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's something I didn't do much last year, but I need to this year. Like I said, if you are a hunter, like you said, great practice. If you're not, just another way to get outside and meet some people through the networking and everything. So,
And that's why I think
you can talk. You know, a lot of guys talk when they turn their live on, tell about how their week's going. What's cool about this year is we're starting off the first week. It's actually going to start, thing around May 15th. And we're doing a team competition for the first week, so it's gonna be pretty cool. There's gonna be teams of four. Everybody shoots one shot and you do your cumulative distance from the dot. So if everybody hits the dot, you get a zero, which is great. That's perfect, you know. And that's gonna get fun because there's gonna be some banter and some trash talking back and forth amongst the teammates, not as much the teams, but amongst the teammates. So a lot of pressure on the guy that shoots last, you know, if they're in first.
Awesome. And then y'all mentioned a little bit, but what about the elk competition? How does that work?
So the elk competition, we've been slowly scaling every single year, but same concept as the deer competition. Each year, depending on how many people sign up, we have different team sizes. So up until last year, we would take the whole amount of people who signed up and we would pick teams randomly. I think this year we're at the point where we might let people pick their own teams, but scoring is a lot more simple because you may or may not know this, but people struggle with scoring sometimes on deer. So you might see a 120 inch buck that's being told that it's 140 inch buck. Now put that into an elk conversion. You watch 250 inch bulls turn into 320 inch bulls. It's just too much. So what we do is we just go off of the point system. If you shoot a 6x6 bull, it's worth 12 points. If you shoot a 4x4 rag, it's 8 points. If you shoot a spike or a cow, it's 3 points. And same thing as everything else. Whoever has the highest combination score wins. Usually it's a September until middle to end of October because there are bow hunts that go out later than that, but like there are one or two off in some states, and we're not going to keep the competition open that long because it's just a quick knock it out and then move on to the next thing. So it's fun. I think we probably had 120 competitors last year. We'll get that one up bigger too. I would love to have a bigger Western pole.
Gotcha.
Well, you said you were elk hunting. When is that happening?
It's going to be a late season rifle hunt, actually. So I actually lived in Idaho while I was in school. That's where I went to college. So I was up there for 5 years, and then I've gone back twice since then. So I've bow hunted up there 7 or 8 times, and I'm still elkless. And so I've gotten so stupid close so many times. Our last trip, I've told the story on the podcast. It was our first day. My brother and I like literally hiked up and over a mountain. I mean, we were way up there, came over the other side, and there was a little spike standing at 33 yards. And I'd like get an arrow out, and I'm, you know, attaching my release. My brother leans over and whispers, he's like, "You're not going to shoot that, are you?" I was like, "Yes, I am." he was like, "It'll take us the rest of the week to get that thing out of here." So he talked me off of it. I've never forgiven him.
Well, no, if I ever go out with you, I'm going to talk you right back.
All right. So
it's so much.
Yep. So,
you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen, though? Because you're planning this, you're also going to draw the Wichita Mountains this year. Let's just be honest. Like,
probably so. I would not I would not be sad about that. So, put in for that one, too. So, nice. Well, guys, we've been talking here for a while. Any points we missed? Any other things y'all'd like to get out before we shut her down?
Main thing is, if guys are interested, you can go to bowhuntingleague.com, find a lot of information there. That's where all of our team signups are. Signups open June 1st. They run through the end of August. All of our competitions are 100% free. All the prizes are donated by our sponsors. We have some awesome companies we partnered with this year. And that's the main thing. It's just, no reason not to sign up and join. You know, go check the Facebook group out. Lots of good content there, lots of good information, and let's go kill some stuff.
And I was gonna say, if you're on the fence about this at all, just join the page, because at the end of the day, even if you don't sign up, you're gonna see a bunch of awesome bucks, bulls, turkeys being killed, and you get to participate in a lot of people amping them up, saying congratulations, and having a lot of fun. So again, even if you don't want to be part of the competition, come be part of the fun, you know, and celebrate with everyone else.
That was going to be my plug for you guys. Like, there's really not a reason not to sign up. It's free. Get a couple of your buddies, your brother, sister, wife, whatever. I saw some all female teams last year. I thought that was really cool. So yeah, like I said, there's really no reason not to sign up. So, well, Ben, Dan, thank you guys so much for coming on. I hope this really helps, the state of Oklahoma get out there and grow even more. And I can't wait for this year's competition.
Awesome. Thanks, bud.
Thank you very much for having us on.
That's it, guys. Go sign up for the Bow Hunting League. Trust me, you won't forget it. Get a couple of your buddies, get your wife, get your kids, whatever you need to do. Make a team completely free, and you'll have a good time, I promise. Join the Facebook group. Kind of like we talked about on the episode, like, it's all about camaraderie. It's so cool to see people from all over the country with one thing in common. They all love bow hunting. It does create a little jealousy, not necessarily in what I was getting killed. For me last year, I was jealous of when people got to kill things. You know, about September 1st hits, and you got pictures coming in from Kentucky, and then Tennessee jumps in a little later, and then I believe South Carolina starts early. You know, you get some velvet pictures, and so that was the most frustrating part for me, was just seeing people getting to hunt before I got to hunt. But man, like I said, just an awesome time, awesome league, pretty lighthearted. They do a good job of kind of keeping the riffraff out, especially, like I said, on the Facebook page. So yeah, just a great, great organization, and I'm glad that I'm a part of it, both as a member, and then also just getting to have these guys on the podcast and share it with you guys. So yeah, thank you, Ben and Dan, for coming on. Some last minute announcements here that I forgot about. When this drops, I believe there is only 1 week left of the Oklahoma turkey season. So if you haven't got it done yet, time's running out, get out there. It's definitely still possible. Turkey season's ending. fishing is and you know full swing. Oh, right. So this, well, hold on now. Not this weekend. This weekend I'm talking about what I'll be doing. The following weekend, though, my wife and I are going on a little baby moon, and you guys might be interested in what we're doing. We're going to go on a guided crappie fishing trip. So this is only be my second guided fishing trip ever. And my first crappie trip, I've talked about on this podcast several times. I've been trying to learn more about crappie fishing. I'm very interested in it. I suck at it, and I haven't really had anybody to teach me. We'll get into the details more later, but we're going to go on a guided crappie fishing trip. So very, very excited about that. And I guess that's all I got for you guys. Like I said, it's a nice full episode. I'm about to go cook some dinner for myself and then record another episode tonight for next week. And so, like I said, guys, this podcast is just blowing up. Thank you guys so much for that. Once again, it's all because of you guys. Keep on listening. Keep on interacting with me on social media. And I think that's all I got for you guys. So until next week, I will see you right back here on the Oklahoma Outdoors Podcast.